Welcome to the Mind Power Podcast, a space where we're on a mission to positively impact your life by helping you increase your mental toughness and emotional resilience. To help you do so, here are your hosts and Mind Power coaches, Steph and Shay.
Let's talk about fear.
Yeah.
It's not real.
Fear is not real.
Yep.
It is made up in your mind. It is a story that you tell yourself.
Yep.
And the acronym that we call it by would be false evidence appearing real.
Ooh, say that again.
Right? False evidence appearing real. Yes.
It's true.
Yes. 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 Yes.
The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future, right? And so that usually takes shape in terms of worry, anxiousness,
doubt,
concern,
uncertainty.
Yeah, like you're negatively projecting the future, which isn't very good,
right?
And it's all in our imagination. We are actually, when we're doing fear, we're using imagination in a negative way, which isn't good.
Mm-hmm.
Fear doesn't exist. It's fake. It's not real.
It has real effects on the body.
100%.
But
if we let it go there.
Exactly. But where it comes from, where it stems from, is all a construct of our mind.
It's all in the mind.
It's just all made up.
It's all made up.
Completely made up.
Yeah. But it's not real.
It is not real.
Fear's not real. And the reality is, though, it is probably right now one of the biggest problems in the world. It's absolutely one of the biggest problems in the world.
Absolutely.
So the reality is what you have to understand. Let's talk a little bit about fear. Let's talk about the fact on how it's rooted in biology. Okay. A lot of people don't know this. They just kind of talk a little bit more airy-fairy about fear. What a lot of people don't get about the human body, we've talked about this before, but it bears repeating. In terms of our biology, we are not much more advanced than our ancestors, right? Yes, we've evolved in consciousness. Yes, we've evolved in terms of our spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we've evolved as sure we do as individuals. But in terms of a biological entity, we're not much more advanced than our ancestors.
Of yesteryear.
Many, many, many eons ago. And so why is it important? Because you have to understand something that's truly biological is this whole notion of fight or flight. Okay, this is really important. And the reality is, you know, back in the very far long ago, yesteryear, our ancestors had to do threat assessment. Constantly, they were looking out for threats like bear or saber-toothed tiger. Or not our bear, by the way, the big bear, right? You know, big bears, saber-toothed tigers, other tribes that were out to attack people, right? To steal their food. Like
any threat.
So the reality is here's what you need to understand. Pay attention. Okay. So fight or flight is innate. It's instinctual. You can't ever get rid of that. You wouldn't want to get rid of fight
or
flight.
That's a primary response that is there for your protection. It will always be there.
Now, fear, right, which is a derivative of the flight mechanism within us. Fear is a secondary response, which is an emotion. And the reality is fear is not healthy. By the way, fight or flight, we do want to keep. Yeah. That's what keeps us. If we're about to go out into a road, you're all free from this. And a car is coming and you see it and you're way off peripheral vision and you jump back way before the car even comes near you. That's the flight mechanism kicking in, right? If you saw, you know, you're out in the streets with your family and an individual is about to attack you, there's no way to do the flee or the flight mechanism, then you'd probably instincts would kick in and you're probably going to go into fight. That's the instinctual mechanism that's innate within you. But anger is a derivative of the fight mechanism. Fear is a derivative and a secondary response of the flight mechanism. So fight or flight is we can't take that away. And by the way, we wouldn't want to. You get that? But anger and fear that carry on over life, that starts to become problematic on the body.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that the Journal of American Medical Association, they wrote an article in the mid-1990s, and it talked about how individuals who have excessive fear, they have a lowered immune response. They have a low immune system. Interesting, huh? They also obviously can suffer from post-traumatic disorder. And they can suffer from all the issues that happen with anxiety, right? Heightened blood pressure, elevated heart rate, overall not healthy.
Right, right. Because anxiety is fear in the future, right? Regular fear, we don't have of the past because we know how the past turned out. So there's nothing to be anxious over, right? So anxiety is of the future, which is also not good for the body because it does crazy things in the body when you are feeling anxious or fearful. But fear of the future is anxiety.
By the way, Zoe says the emotion of fear cannot hurt you. That is absolutely incorrect. It absolutely can hurt you. Fear hurts people all the time. There's a lot of individuals that unfortunately, they die due to responses that happen in the body due to excessive anxiety or stress about the future. So I do agree that unresolved fear as itself is something that can easily be let go of. But if somebody doesn't resolve it, we call it a big running parachute. If you don't release that running parachute, then it can absolutely have a harmful effect on the body. Unfortunately, we've seen it all the time. Do you realize that last year, a lot of people had lower immune responses and overall immune functioning amidst a global pandemic? Why? Because everyone was scared as hell. Simple.
Scared of everything.
And then the media, they amp up the fear even more, right? Big time. So the reality is there's a lot of individuals that suffered last year greatly in terms of health issues because of the fear. That's why don't buy into the fear. By the way, don't buy into the fear externally. And actually, don't even buy into your fear internally. What you need to do is you need to define what it is that you're scared of. Yeah, this is important. Yeah, here's tip number one, right? Tip number one, you need to say, what am I scared of?
Actually define it and find out what
define
it is, because a lot of times we don't even know what it is that we're afraid of. We're just responding and in reaction mode, and you've got to drill down and find out what it actually is.
Yeah. So tip number one, say, what am I scared of? What am I afraid of? What specifically? Yeah. What specifically? By the way, if it's something external, like you're like, the global pandemic, you know, an economic crisis or a global crisis or geopolitical crisis or whatever, you should probably turn off the news if you haven't already. And I know most of our listeners probably don't watch the news. But be careful because there's news hidden all throughout social media as well. So you got to be careful there too. Just scroll right past it if it doesn't make you feel good.
Yep.
But a lot of people's fear is due to external phenomenon, due to external, if I can say it, programming.
Right.
Yeah. So define the fear. Is it your own or is it somebody else's?
Right. And if it's someone else's, well, then just choose to reject it and block it out.
Block it out.
And push it away from you.
100%. And if it's your own fear, decide what it is. Yeah. Discover what it is. Get really clear. Say, what is this fear? What exactly is this fear? What am I afraid of specifically? And write it down if you need to. And then what you can do is you can ask yourself, what do I want instead? Right? What do I want instead of this fear?
Feeling the fear, you know, being fearful or afraid or scared or worrisome or anxious, what have you.
Or what you can do is say, imagine if you're saying to yourself, what do I want instead of this fear? Maybe is it more confidence? Is it more certainty? Is it more courage?
Ooh, yeah.
I love courage. So you got to ask yourself, what do I want to feel instead of the fear? What do I want to feel instead of the fear? You got to ask yourself that. And then you can write that down as well. What do I want instead of the fear? Really, really important. Define the fear. Define the fear. Is it someone else's? Is it external? Or is it yours internal? Step one. Step two, get clear. What specifically is it about? If it's mine. Here's an example. Let's say that there's an individual and they say, I'm scared let's say I'm not going to win in this presentation, or that I'm not going to acquire this client, or I'm not going to achieve my health goals, or I'm not going to meet the person of my dreams, right? The mate of my dreams. Okay, Can I say something?
Yes.
Okay.
You are.
Let's just say the worst football team is playing the best
football team.
Who was the best football team last year?
I don't know.
So let's say that the Jaguars, the worst team, were going to play the Buccaneers.
Buccaneers on a Sunday.
The best team. Buccaneers are the best team. And now the Jaguars know that they probably don't have a great shot against the Buccaneers. Let's just say. So do you think that the coach of the Jaguars, that he's looking at the team in the tunnel before they go out onto the field and says, you guys,
you're the worst.
You're the worst. You're not going to win.
You should just
go
home right now.
Yeah.
Don't
go for it.
Don't even show up.
Don't even try.
It's not even worth it.
No.
Just don't waste your time.
Just do cartwheels on the field.
You just go out there and lay on the floor.
No.
No, they don't do that.
Of course, even the coach of the worst team's not going to do that for the coach of the best against the coach of the best team. He's not going to say that to his team when he knows he's about to play the best team.
Right.
Right.
The coach of the team, no matter how good they are, what are they going to say? They're going to say, "You got this.
You're the best.
You go out
there.
You're
going to achieve.
And you show up.
You're going to make it happen.
You give them everything you got.
And you're going to go.
Go fight.
You're going to catch every ball.
And you're going to win.
You're going to break through tackles.
You're going to succeed.
You're going to get touchdown after touchdown. You're going to win. You're going to win. Why? Why? Here's why. Look, pay attention. Because on any given Sunday, on any given Sunday, there's a statistical chance that the worst team could beat the best team.
And it's happened.
It's happened
so many times.
It's happened so many times. So it's so funny. We had a, hopefully you're tracking here. We had a client once, whenever we were still living in Las Vegas, we worked with some performers or sound engineers or, you know, musicians that were on the strip in the shows. And we had one that was a dancer and we asked her, what are you focused on? Right when you're going out on the stage, because she says, I get a lot of fear. I get a lot of anxiousness. Yeah. I get a lot of worry.
Like stage fright. And
all this, like the butterflies all of this bad juju energy. She said, right before I go out on the stage. And you know what I asked her?
Where's your focus?
Yeah, where's your focus? I said, play me the movie going on through your head. I said, close your eyes and pretend like you're about to go out on the stage. What movie's playing through your head right now? And she says, me tripping. And I went, why would you do that?
She goes, but what if I fall?
And I said, why would you think that? I went, why would you think that? If I say, don't think of a blue tree, what do you think about? And she went, shit. Shit. That was in quotes. That's what she said, not what I said. And so, and I went, right, you can't not think about something without thinking about it. So if I say, don't think of a blue tree, you think of a blue tree. If you're thinking, I don't want to fall, I don't want to trip, you're going to do that. And by the way, of course, that's going to create your body to create a whole bunch of anxiety and fear.
Because it doesn't want to fall.
Because you're focused on something that probably will not happen unless you make it to happen, because you're focused on it happening.
Exactly.
You see?
Yes.
Does this make sense? I hope this is making sense. This is so important.
Yeah.
The most powerful thing that you can do is focus on what you want. And seriously, you ask yourself, what do I want instead?
And then you lean into that and you lean through the fear.
Yes.
You ask yourself, what do I want instead?
And focus on it.
I want to be confident.
And focus on it.
I want to succeed.
And focus on it.
I want to nail this out of the park.
And focus on it.
And go do it.
And then focus on it.
Lean through it and do it.
Lean with me. Lean into that of which you're fearful of and lean through it.
Yep.
And just do it. All it takes is 20 seconds of courage. All it takes is 20 seconds of courage. 20 seconds of insane bravery. If you haven't seen the movie, We Bought a Zoo.
Great movie.
You got to watch it. It is so heartfelt.
Full of great positive
Watch it tonight if you have time or this weekend. Depends.
With Matthew Damon and someone else.
Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
And he's Benjamin Mee. He buys a home and finds out he gets a zoo with it. And he overcomes all these obstacles and so much adversity to create a successful zoo, believe it or not.
Because he wasn't a zookeeper. He didn't know how to take care of lions and tigers and bears.
He's a single dad, a widowed dad, who's got two kids he's taking care of. And he wants to move out of the city and get to the countryside. And he tells stories all throughout about, you know, all it took was 20 seconds of courage, 20 seconds of insane bravery.
The movie, again, is called We Bought a Zoo.
It's such a good movie. By the way, you can watch it with your kids. It is kid-friendly.
Yeah.
It is an absolutely awesome, 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 awesome movie. So yeah. Back to what I was saying a moment ago, 20 seconds of courage, 20 seconds of insane bravery.
Yes.
So that's all it takes. Like, why am I saying that? When we saw that in the movie, I was like, wow, when I think about the times in the past where it required courage for me to do something, it didn't require me to have like 3 hours of courage.
Yeah, it doesn't require you to sustain a whole day of courage. It's just that courage to get started.
But most people think it does.
They do.
Which is why they don't do what?
They don't get started.
And then they fail to launch.
Right.
Right? Because they build up this big story in their head about how much courage it would take.
It's so hard, and I can't do this, and I'm going to fail. And all they got to do is start.
20 seconds.
Once you have that momentum of starting, then you just go.
All it takes is 20 seconds of courage. 20 seconds of insane bravery.
To just do it.
And you lean into it, and you lean through it.
Yeah.
But you got to go through the previous steps before. Yeah, we're going to review them. Yeah, we should review them.
Let's do it.
This is really, really important. By the way, this is a mental rehearsal you can do and a mental practice that you can do without extensive training. For individuals who have, you know, severe, I would say excessive fear, it's due to fear in the past. And that, of course, we would call a massive running parachute that needs to be disconnected. If that's the case, then, you know, contact us and we'll give you some ideas on how you can do that. really, you know, it's a very involved process. Yet it doesn't take much time to do. So we can guide you on that. We're pointing in the direction of how to experience it. So back through the process. Number one, identify the fear.
Mm-hmm.
You want to identify the fear.
What are you afraid of?
What are you afraid of? Is it, and then by the way, if it's external,
then
tune it out.
Change the channel.
Yeah. Metaphorically speaking or literally.
Exactly.
You just
attune
to something else.
A more positive frequency, right?
Yeah. Be careful. Fear's all over the place, especially in media, including social media. Not on this channel, right? We're all about courage. We're all about strength. We're all about mind power, mental toughness, emotional resilience. So if it's external, tune it out. If it's internal, ask yourself, what exactly is it?
What are you afraid of, fearful of, anxious of? What is it? What are you worrisome about?
What is it specifically? And then say, okay, know that you're probably focusing on what you don't want somehow.
Right.
And then ask yourself, what do I want instead? Ask yourself, what do I want instead?
And then you get the opposite of that, right? So let's say you don't want to fail at something. You're afraid you're going to fail. Well, what do I want instead? I want to succeed.
And focus on it.
I want to be successful.
And focus on it.
I want to achieve this goal.
And focus on it, right? So that's super important. So you ask, what do you want instead? Discover that and then focus on that. By the way, obsess on that. Do you get it? Not what you don't want to have happen, but what you want to have happen instead.
And if you can't just focus on it naturally, then pretend.
Ooh.
And just make it up.
Explain that.
And just, you know, go back to being a kid, right? And tap into the imagination and say, what would the most ideal situation look like and sound like and feel like, right?
Yep.
And then play that movie through your head in the most ideal situation. Just pretend. Pretend that it goes exactly how you want it to. Mm-hmm. Look, there's no proof that it will go the way you want it to.
No scientific proof of that.
There's a higher chance that it will when you're focusing on what you want.
Well, here's the deal. When you're focusing on what you don't want, you're probably going to be all worked up or
jittery and anxious.
Or off.
Let's face it, right? I mean, the response that fear and anxiety put on the body is real. What does it do? It gives you a, and you're all free from this, but these are just examples because we've
elevated
all experienced
heart rate,
it. Trouble breathing, not thinking clearly, not able to communicate. Maybe you're shaky and your hands are, you know, shaky. These are all things that then can alter.
Which you can reject all those now.
Yeah. Totally healthy. You're totally strong. But the actions or the feelings that your body actually feels is real. And then when you go do the thing of which you need to go perform on, yeah, sure, it's going to be harder to do it with all of that going on in your body. So it increases the chance that you will fail.
Yeah, you probably will.
Make sense?
Yeah, no. There's no scientific proof that when you focus on what you want, like true data, That you, if you focus on what you want, you'll absolutely get that and when you want. But there is scientific proof that when you focus on what you don't want, you will absolutely increase the likelihood that you'll 100% get that.
Now,
I also know that that's per the data. But from a white paper perspective, and in our experience, having worked with thousands of people, we'll say that our data shows that you will absolutely get what you want. And there's an increased chance of doing so when you focus on what you want.
Yes.
Just
yes.
letting you know kind of what's happening out there in the field. Oh, so one more thing.
So then finish the sequence really quick.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
I need closure on it.
Okay. So what do I want instead? I want to succeed. And then focus on it. And focus on it. By the way, one thing you can do there is make pictures, sounds, feelings, smells, tastes, and all your thoughts positive toward what you want in terms of you focusing on it. Now then lean into it, that of which that you're fearful of, and lean through it. What does that mean? Go do it. We told the dancer, we were like, okay, cool. While we were in a session, we're like, close your eyes and imagine you're about to go onto the stage. We're like, okay, cool. Go and it was funny. We were at a suite at the Hard Rock Casino and there's this big, huge open area that was kind of clear. And we went, okay, very safely, pretend like you're going out onto the stage and go and do whatever you could in this, you know, small part of the room.
Go through your routine. Your routine.
And kind of test it. And we're like, yeah, you're going to have to lean into it. You're going to have to lean into it, lean through it. And all it's going to take is 20 seconds of courage.
To just go do it and get started.
Yeah. So it's almost like the lean into it and lean through it is intimately intertwined with the 20 seconds of courage.
Yeah.
Because it's going to take 20 seconds of courage. Yeah. Probably that's going to happen. And then you're going to be leaning into it and you're going to lean through it. One thing I want to add, which is almost like a preface to all this. Remember box breathing? You said you wanted tips and strategies. I'm giving you a bunch in a multi-step process. And prior to all that, so we'll call that like step zero, is do a box breath.
Yep.
Remember, it's shaped like a square where the in and the hold and the out and the hold are all equal. And you can do, for starters, 3 seconds each side of the square, or, you know, once you can work up to 4 each side and then work up to 5 each side. It's in our book.
The process is in the book. You can look that up and do that whenever you experience fear, and it will calm you down and get you calm, cool-headed, and in control again.
That's right. So.
Good.
One, box breathing.
Yeah.
Two, what are you fearful of? Three, what do you want instead? Four, 20 seconds of courage. Five, lean into it, lean through it. That means do it.
Just do
the thing of which that you're fearful of. And keep doing it over and over and over again until basically the fear dissipates. And if it's still... there's excessive fear about certain things, contact a member of our team, right? Any of our Mind Power coaches that are on our team, Shay or I, or any of our team members, and say, I still have a lot of excessive fear, and we'll point you in the right direction. Hey, Mind Power Podcast listeners, it's Steph here. Inside this podcast, we've taken you on countless journeys of insight, reflection, and transformation. We've spoken about releasing the things that hold us back, optimizing our health, making the most of our time, achieving our big effing goals, and most importantly, becoming the best version of ourselves. However, we feel like we can do more. So many people in the world are staying in unfulfilling jobs, living paycheck to paycheck, and barely getting by, and living in a place of fear, anger, doubt, and no hope of things ever getting better. At a time when stress, overwhelm, and scatteredness are the new normal, people are seeking certainty, clarity, and guidance more than ever. And who better to provide that than a trained Mind Power coach? If you're looking to transform your passion into a lucrative coaching business, take back control of your financial future, and help others regain their hope, then the Mind Power Summit is your golden ticket. Register for free at mindpowersummit.com. That's mindpowersummit.com. We'll see you at the top.